We're opening up our sacred space for the deepest healing of our spine, of our heart, and of our soul, and a reconnection to our soul resonance, our place of safety and truth. Take a nice deep breath, everyone, inhaling through your nose, exhaling slowly through your nose. Follow the breath down your body. Just becoming aware now of your breathing. Your breath wants to be smooth and slow. Keep following the flow of your breath. Gently closing your eyes, keeping your focus inward. Start to bring your attention to your spine, noticing where that is in your body. Just welcoming your spine into your awareness. The spine is very fluidic, even though it feels like bone. It's actually a fluidic structure. So just notice that there's tiny, subtle movements in your spine. As you notice them, let the sensations come to your perception. You're aware of your spine, the center of your being and your body, and you're now becoming aware of sensation. We're going to start at the base of the spine. Travel down and find your tailbone. Take a few moments to let your tailbone come to your awareness. Using your breath, exhale down. And imagine the breath is like a river. So as you exhale down, you exhale down into the tailbone and out into the space around your tailbone. So energetically, the tailbone, our collective tailbone, is raised up very high. We want to ground it. So start to feel in to the energy of the tailbone. What's keeping it up here? Sometimes it's just because it's been in this position a long time. It doesn't know where else to be. So we guide it gently home. Keep using your breath to exhale in, down into the tailbone. That's better. Keep going. The more of a connection you have, the quicker we can adjust. When it really feels like, wow, I really can feel my tailbone. That's all I can feel. I didn't realize my tailbone was so important. When you're at that level of connection, you're absorbed and focused on the tailbone, and you're exhaling down into it. All together, we can ground deeper. The tailbone is starting to ground. What you can do just there, what you can do is you can start to visualize the earth, soil, the tailbone resting on the soil. And as the tailbone starts to rest and trust the earth, starts to slow down, slows down your whole nervous system. Everything starts to become heavy and slow. Good. And you almost start to feel the luxury of the earth, the luxurious invitation in this slowing down. Starts to feel like a very, very thick honey. We're asking the earth, Mother Earth, to hold, to ground, to invite us back, to remind us that this earth is safe for us, to remind us of where we belong, and to nourish our channels, our spirits. Good, everyone. So you can feel that we are moving much slower. The tailbone is now not lifted several feet into the air. It's hovering around on the ground. We're still moving a lot. So we're going to start to move up just to the lower back. Start feeling into your lower back. As you feel into your lower back, the key is in the sensations you feel. Try to identify the emotional quality of the sensation. Is it moving in a way that's sad? Is it moving in a way that's happy? Is it moving in a way that's expressing a particular emotion? Your job is to feel and be curious. Because this sensation, the pattern in your lower back, it's reflecting a part of you. Part of you. Good, let yourself rest. Your kidneys and adrenals are here in your lower back area, and they are invited now to rest, to take a break. You can start to, if you feel into your kidneys and adrenals, just inviting a stillness and a symmetry. You want the left side of your lower back, the right side of your lower back to start mirroring each other and working together. Good. And you'll feel the left side and the right side start to spread out. This is a good opportunity to release any toxicity that has built up. Release from the left side and the right side horizontally. Just visualize energy streaming out from the kidneys and adrenals, streaming out either side of your body. And as you do that, you'll feel like a rebalancing happening. Someone's got an injury on the left side, lower back. Let's breathe into that, smooth that out. You bring your breath and you bring the light of awareness. Everything can change in that pattern. So just bring your breath, bring the light of awareness. That's it. There we go. And so it starts to open. Good. Good. Now we're going to start moving up the spine into the lower thoracic area. Relax. Take deeper breaths, belly breaths. Good. Beautiful. That released the tugging that was happening. Now we can travel up the spine. We're traveling up to the space behind the heart. Feeling into your shoulders and the space between your shoulder blades and that part of your upper thoracic spine. Bring that to your awareness. You can visualize it if you like. This is a part of our structure that we often forget about self-love. Let's remember now. Let's remember the importance of loving and holding yourself up, that you're worth it. We're going to start to unlock this space behind the heart and the upper thoracic spine. Unlocking means we're transmuting where it's dense, we're making it lighter. Where it's closed, we're opening. Where it feels a bit numb, we're bringing feeling and awareness of feeling. Where it's dark, we're bringing light. All you have to do is feel and allow your body to move. Your shoulders are adjusting as well, that right shoulder. All the fascia starting to unwind as we go deeper into the thoracic spine. Feel your shoulders, your arms. Relax both shoulders. Especially your right shoulder. Arms are very much of the world. They give and they take. So we actually energetically are using our arms a lot more than we might think. Therefore, they pick up a lot of imprints and they pick up a lot of stories and they carry a lot of stories in the energy field, the arms. And we don't often pay attention. Pay some attention now to both shoulders, scanning all the way down your arms. Into your palms, and bring your arms back into your body, back into your system by feeling. And reconnecting. Good. Relax your whole body. Everyone, relax. Just for a few moments, doing nothing at all. Just let the weight of your body sink down. Let your whole spine sink down. Follow it down. Be more curious now about the stillness of the ground than the movement of your body. Just start to focus on the stillness of the ground. That's it. And then your body will start to calibrate and start to sink down into that. Stillness. Focus on the stillness. This is the invitation to rest in peace. And when we're very used to moving, the stillness can start to feel a little bit sketchy or dangerous. So by doing this, we're focusing on the stillness, we're remembering. Reminding the nervous system and the energy body that it's the stillness that's normal and that's peaceful and that's healthy. And we give ourselves a break. We all need a break sometimes, so rest. Bring more attention and focus to what is happening inside now, inside the sensations. Focus is very important. We're traveling now up to the right shoulder and up the neck. Feel what's happening in your neck. Just helping to iron out any blocks or any stuck energy and realign the neck with the rest of the spine. The neck is a very delicate part of our system, so we want to treat the neck very delicately. And just watch it respond to the stillness and alignment we've created in the rest of the spine. And now we're working to reconnect the neck with the rest of the spine so that the neck knows it has support from the whole spine. It's all working as one. There's a bit of a break where the neck starts to work on its own. We're reconnecting the whole spine. The neck is part of that. It's one system. Feel what's happening in your neck right now. We're having a few releases from the nervous system. Again, your bodies are asking for rest. Exhale and relax. Stay very focused. Some of you are still flying around. The way you stay focused and anchored is look down your body at your spine. You want your spine to be like a sword. The sword of clarity. So follow the spine down and focus. Put all your energy, yes, better. Put all your energy into this sword, the sword of clarity. When you're focused on this, the left side and the right side and everything around you, it knows it has to organize itself. And it organizes more peacefully in a way that helps you to manage. So your nervous system, all of these electrical circuits, they're looking for the cue. They're looking for the cue. And the cue is you being in your midline. Don't look too far to the left or to the right. Look down, straight down the middle. Very good. You can feel the difference now already. It gives you command over your energy system. Now we're going to work with the occipital area at the base of the skull. You can start to just gently notice. Don't put too much focus there. As we open up the base of the skull, you might feel some sensations in your head, in your ears. You might feel funny, you might feel tingly or strange. Noticing how your head feels, tuning into the subtle sensations. We're going to start a big opening of all of the cranial space, all the membranes there that run around your head, north to south and east to west. They tend to get wound up and hold tension from the spine, creating contraction, headache, stress. So, we're going to open the whole cranial space up. Just notice what you're feeling in your head and just let go and surrender. You might feel very strange, you might feel very intense. Some of you are releasing cranial tension from when you were babies. Stubbornness is a big one that gets featured and it also gets stuck. in the cranial membranes. It's this kind of stubborn quality. So if you recognize that, I think we all have that to some degree, just soften for your own sake in this moment and test it if it helps to release and open up all these membranes. Yeah, you're doing it for your own sake. You can wear the stubborn hat again. You can pick it back up if you want, but just for now, just soften into those places where you know you've become stubborn. We all have them. Better, much better. You see, it helps us open when we identify why things are the way they are. We need to know. I'm going to be working with your brain and your face and then your crown. And then we're going to come into the deeper energetic work of purifying the channel, the midline. Keep feeling into the head. Keep relaxing. Good. You might start to feel this in your eyes, working with the optic nerves now. The eyes tend to hold, and the optic nerves, they tend to hold a lot of trauma, things that we've been through, we've seen, and things that we're seeing in the world around us. So it can really help to release that, so we don't become overstimulated and panicked and stressed. So clearing the nerve pathways of everything they've had to absorb, everything that they've seen, it's difficult to see. It could be from your life, your childhood. Bringing light back to the eyes, bringing balance back to the eyes, bringing love back to the eyes. Bringing a knowing so that you, when you see, you know. Releasing emotion, any tears that come, let them flow. They just purify your eyes and your heart. They release the built-up energy as well. The tension behind the eyes. Your tears will dry very quickly. That's it. Better. Much better. We're going to go now to the frontal cortex. Feel your forehead. Go inside your brain. Ouch, that's uncomfortable. You'll notice where it feels uncomfortable or stuck or heavy. Going to clear this whole area where it has become dull and darkened. We bring light. where it has become sad, we bring joy. We bring excitement. And we bring an openness to new possibilities and perspectives, which we really need right now. Find a new way of doing things in the world, being in this world. And releasing the fatigue and exhaustion. Interesting. We're going deeper, deeper into the brain now. Spirit wants to work very deep inside the brain. You may feel inside your own brain. The left and the right side are rebalancing. The electrical circuits are starting to rebalance. And our brain is still a mystery. We don't really use even half of our brain most of the time. So just feel into the sensations that you have in your own brain, your own head. Does it feel like? You should start to feel a spiraling, like a spiraling light around your brain. Receive this light. When you start to receive this light, your brain, the frequency of your brain starts to adjust to the frequency of this light, which is healing light. Receive it, let it in. It needs to penetrate. Yeah, enjoy. Enjoy it so much. Beautiful. I can feel that you're starting to let it in. That's it. You see, when you start to let it in, it's like, oh wow, okay, I am one with this light. This light is in my brain, but it also lightens the brain. I love doing brain work because it's so direct. It's immediate. And become even more aware of what's happening in your brain, sensation-wise, not in terms of thoughts or memories, just sensations. When you can go deeper and feel beautiful. Feel this, it's like your potential is here, dancing away. Good. We're now coming into the crown space, feeling the energy around your head. Your crowns are actually quite open, which is lovely. Let's see. Let's see, let's see. Let's attune the crowns. Let's see what the crowns need. Oh. And when we work with the crown, you want to be looking up, but from the inside, you're looking up. And you're aware that there is an energetic space around your head. It reaches up into eternity. It is a channel. It doesn't have an end. It reaches all the way up. So as far as you can go, looking up using your inner vision and looking as high as you can. And you look as high as you can. And you think that's as high as you can go. And then you look even deeper into the heights and you go higher. If you keep going, you see the crown is now opening, the channel of the crown. See how high it is, much higher than in the last session. Feel all of that light. See that light comes down, down, down. You draw it down through the crown and into the brain, down into the spine, down into the roots. When you're in the crown, you can connect to high level of guidance, high level of consciousness. You may find messages come to you. You may find your ancestors. You may connect to stars and planets, higher levels, higher dimensions. Just enjoy bringing this crown. It's beautiful, it's very alive crown energy. Bringing this crown energy into your reality, into your heart, into your spine, receiving and drawing it down. So what I mean by that is you're not just staring at it and looking at it, you're using it. You're using it for yourself to be the channel that you are. And you draw this energy in and down to nourish your brain, nourish your heart. Stay very still. Stay very still. We're going into a deeper place. Keep as still as you can. Where there is grief, we're inviting peace. And where there is pain, we're inviting promise, purpose. And where there is stuckness, we're inviting a flow. And where there is uncertainty, we are inviting a remembrance of your knowing. All of this is not just words. I'm reading the channel. This is attuning and clearing and healing the channel because you are existing in this channel of yours. And it's doing, moving through things, and then you're not aware. Let's purify this channel together. We also exist in this channel together. So when one person heals, we all heal. And when we all heal together, wow, we really all heal. And the world has a chance to heal. So together we are here in this collective channel. You can feel it. Right now, it's like a tube. It's like, oh, not very fun being in here. So let's work together, guys. Let's work together. Give space, create some space, open up this channel. It's too tight in here. Open up, push it open north to south, east to west. Let's make it bigger. Everyone, play your part. Visualize, we're all together. Visualize loads of space, a nice, big, wide channel of light. There's enough space for everyone. Good. And you take up your space. Take up as much, but the more space you take up, everyone else gets permission to take up more space. Just like that, spread out. Yeah, like that. So you've got your arms out. It's beautiful. It's really spreading out. Opening up. And let's go to the heart. Feel into the softness of your heart. We need to bring the heart energy into this channel. We need to bring a tenderness. Find tenderness in your heart. Find that real, tender, soft, vulnerable. You know what it feels like in there. You feel very young, very pure, very open. Find that vibration, that vibrational state. When you find it, feel, yeah, there we go. You feel it. You see, then we start dancing together. Beautiful. Lovely. Here we are. Ha. Thank you for the light. Beautiful. Wow. I can see you guys. You're really like loving and dancing and emanating light. Isn't it so beautiful? And never hide your light because it really helps everyone else. It really helps everyone else. Great. Enjoy. Here we are, the quantum dimension, where we are now all one. As you can feel, we are all now one. Vibrating and dancing in the fabric of the web. There is no you or me. We just are. Like the bird opens its wings and closes its wings. And the wind comes and goes, it just moves. And here we are. Feel the togetherness. Feel the complete lack of judgment. And the acceptance. You see, the reason why there is this complete acceptance here at the soul level is because we're the same. We're made of the same. Your light is my light. My light is your light. Feel it. It, yeah, there we go. You see, we do it all together. It's all together. It's one and the same. Now, this is the solution to everything. If we all started to feel ourselves here more often, and everyone else was to feel themselves here more often, we would be able to communicate without words. We would certainly not inflict harm upon one another because it is just inflicting harm upon ourselves. Can you see? I'm watching you guys dance. Enjoy yourselves. You have a lot more energy even when you feel tired. Trust me and trust yourself. You have a lot more. Keep going. part of the training of really like holding space and holding your frequency when you're holding space is knowing you have a lot more beneath that fatigue or beneath the when the mind goes wandering, you have a lot more light there. You see, and then you open up again. Exactly. And then you accelerate and the frequency rises again. And you just go, 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 go. Never give up. Keep going. Beautiful. Wow. Okay, now let's be useful. I said earlier we should be useful. So we're here dancing in the multi-dimensional fabric of reality, right? Nothing here means anything because there is no meaning. There is just movement and just light. And we could be here all day. Yeah, that's the big cosmic joke. We could be here all day. It's very fun, very nice. But I always like to be useful. That's just me. So think about the people you love the most. Think about the people that you want to bring love to. Think about the people who are suffering in the world right now. You don't know who these souls are. They're actually our teachers. Bring love there, and I promise you, it will open such deep dimensions in your heart, in your consciousness. When you realize that the people who you maybe have pitied the most are looking right at you and teaching these are the people who are suffering in the world, who go hungry, who walk for days to find water to feed their children. To keep themselves alive. These are the orphans. They exist in a completely different frequency. Notice where they live in the soul of the world, of humanity. They live in a magical realm, in a soul level. That we don't get access to very often because we don't look their way. Not through the right lens. And if you're looking now and you're feeling this in your heart, you will know that this is the greatest gift. To give charity, to give in charity to the needy is actually the greatest gift of abundance you could ever receive. Nothing else. Everything else is shallow. Because when you give to the people who are oppressed, the innocent people, the children and women who are oppressed, they give you access to a dimension of consciousness that will change you. It will change your heart. It will deepen your heart. It will teach you how to love. It will teach you what love is. It will teach you what spirituality is. And it will teach you who you are. Because it means you can go down there to this place. You're not scared to go down there to be with them. They are also your people. They are also in this web. And at the soul level, we're scared because they hold so much light. But look around. They're very generous with their light. They ask nothing from you. They ask nothing, but they want to give you everything, and they have nothing. Please open your heart and give gratitude. Give gratitude to yourselves, to your families, to your ancestors. Give gratitude to your body, to your breath. Give gratitude to everyone, to all the people who are playing their roles in the world. Give gratitude, please, to the women, the children, the oppressed people. Give gratitude to the orphans. Give gratitude to the high teachers, the highest beings of light, who bestow upon us that which we cannot give ourselves through their generosity. All we have to do is visit them. All we have to do is visit them. They are fractals in space, and they open up when our heart is open and we visit and we bow down and we acknowledge that we are not separate. And this is the part that is missing from humanity. See how much strength they have? They are the highest, highest teachers. And they bring the deepest joy when you feel into this. It's the joy of the soul. You won't be laughing because it's beyond that. You won't even be smiling, it's way beyond that. It's beyond the body. It's the joy of the soul. It's the knowledge of the knowledge. This is where God comes alive, and you get to almost touch it. It's only done through generosity and through being able to keep your heart open and see what the world doesn't want you to see, the truth. Your truth and believe. There's many, many, many dimensions deeper, and in these depths, the truths are revealed. So stay in the deep end. We give thanks, blessings, and honorings to everyone who's teaching us, to each other, to those who are sacrificing their ego and their human comforts to be in the soul level of awakening the rest of humanity. May we remember what we're here to do. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you all. Bless you all. Bless the field, bless your families, your loved ones. Bless your ancestors and your guides. Bless the world. All the worlds. And feel the peace. Feel the peace in this field that's very clear. Nothing here. Nothing to look at. Nothing moves. Breathe. Breathe in the peace. Breathe in the peaceful kingdom. And accept your place here. When you feel ready, you can slowly open your eyes.